Yes, so the way you film something, I guess, firstly depends on your personal tastes and views on, you know, how something feels right, and it's very instinctive. And I've been anyway experimenting and using more and more wide-angle lenses and a specific way of filming in my latest films. And I guess I felt that this was an appropriate film to go even more extreme, possibly because of the reasons that you just mentioned. That it was important for me to show the contradiction visually as well between these relatively lone figures in these huge spaces, those few people, like I said before, that are making decisions that affect a million others and the lives of others. So that kind of juxtaposition of the small figure within the grand distorted spaces felt right for this film. And I guess it's not common to see period films filmed this way, but at the same time, it just felt appropriate, period appropriate. Again, because as you mentioned, there are paintings of even earlier centuries with convex mirrors on the walls that you see the distorted spaces. So at the same time, it felt contemporary and appropriately period.